This is a news-oriented broadcast, and all information is educational in nature and is not intended to be legal, securities, tax, or insurance advice. Securities are not offered or sold on the show. Please consult with the appropriate professional before acting on information heard during the broadcast.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I need money.
This is the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is not just another money show, rather a guidance system to help you help yourself. Legacy Financial is a family-owned business and has earned the highest reputation by helping people just like you for over 40 years. Business professionals, school teachers, doctors and nurses, moms and retirees have all benefited from Legacy Financial's time-proven strategies. And now, the Dave and Sherry Show. It's David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome. You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show, and I'm Sherry Marini.
And my name is David Gallner.
Thanks for joining us today. The name of our company is Legacy Financial Strategies Incorporated and Legacy Advisory Group Incorporated. We're located at 3087 Innovation Way in a development called Linden Point off of Route 18 in Hermitage, Pennsylvania. Our toll-free number is 1-800-264-4963. Again, that number is 1-800-264-4963. Or you can go to our website, which is leave, L-E-A-V-E, the letter A, legacy, L-E-G-A-C-Y.com. LeaveALegacy.com. Or if you can't remember any of that and you're driving, just Google Legacy Financial, and all our information will pop up. You can click on that. It'll take you to our website where you'll find all our contact information, including our email addresses. So where are we located? For those of you listening from the Ohio area, we're located off of Interstate 80, exit 4B. You go about 2.1 miles off the exit ramp. You will see Combine's restaurant on your left. You'll see Sheets across the street from that, the newly rebuilt Sheets on the right. There's a light right there. The very next light, which is probably about a third to half a mile from that light, is the entrance to Linden Point. There is a light there now because it's busy enough up here that the City of Hermitage put in a light. You make a right into the development. There's a stone pediment that says Linden Point. We're the fourth building on the left. We're directly catty-corner to Butler County Community College. So if you're from in and around the Shenango Valley area, the directions are going to be the same. You're either coming 18 north or south. If you're coming 18 south, you'll make a left. If you're coming 18 north, you'll make a right. And for folks from the Ohio area, if you get off 376, again, the directions will be the same once you pass Combine's restaurant. So we are easy to find. We are located in the preeminent location in all of Hermitage. This is a lousy weather day today because it's blowing and snowing. December, January weather just in time for Christmas. But on a nice day, some folks will park their car, and after they visit with us for a while, they'll bring their walking shoes, and you can go about a mile and a half on all the nice walking trails that Hermitage put in around this development. So it is very picturesque. You'll see lots of people walking dogs, walking, biking. It's a very, very nice location. So who do we work with? We work with folks who are 50 and older, people who are thinking about getting their affairs in order for retirement, people who are maybe just a few years away from retirement, or maybe they've been retired for many years, so 50 and better. And we focus in on the four areas that are very important to getting yourself in a position to be secure for retirement. And this is the first, we talk about this first always, we always have. What will you do when your health changes? Because it's the biggest challenge that most of you face. It's also the biggest challenge that most people haven't done anything about. So they've done no planning, and it's the single most important thing that could wipe you out and destroy your plans for retirement. Because when your health changes, and notice I said not if, when, because according to the Department of Health and Human Services, if you're 65 or older, you have a 50% chance of spending some time in a nursing home. I know many people don't want to think about it being them, but the fact is the chance is too high to pretend it's not going to happen. And that same agency says there's a 70% chance that you'll need some type of care. It might not be in a nursing home. It might be home health or assisted living or adult daycare, which we have very little of that in this area. But likely as not, one or the other of you, if you're married or yourself, has a high chance of needing very expensive care in the future. So we ask a couple questions when you come in to see us. Where do you want to receive that care? And how are you going to pay for it? In other words, which of your accounts are you going to utilize first to cover that care? Many people think care at home is inexpensive. It is not. Depending on the level of care you need, it could cost more than a nursing home costs. And in our area, Eastern Ohio and Western Pennsylvania, you're looking at a minimum of $85,000 and more likely in excess of $100,000 per year if you have to go to a nursing home. Adult daycare is going to be assisted living is going to be $50,000 to $60,000 a year at least. And home health care could be as low as $20,000 or $30,000 a year, depending on level of care. It could exceed the cost of a nursing home. So that's just, it runs the gamut. It depends on how often you need that care. Unfortunately, Medicare is not going to cover this care. They have very limited care that could cover up to 100 days. Most people get less than 20 because the definition of skilled care has nothing to do with how sick you are. It has to do with whether you need certain types of therapy, like speech, occupational, maybe you have a feeding tube, but it is very short term. So then the program that many people think will pay for it is a program called Medicaid. Now, Medicaid is the program that steps in when you've exhausted all your resources. So what we do in this area is we believe in pre-crisis and crisis planning. So the pre-crisis planning is best. So if you still have your health, you have many more options available to you than somebody who doesn't. So we don't like traditional long-term care. We're not saying it's bad if you have it. We're not saying go out and cancel it. But most people don't have traditional long-term care. And the problem with it is it's extremely expensive. It goes up every year. There's a good chance you might not health qualify for it, and you might be in the 30% who never needs it. So then you spend all this money, and for what? You have nothing to show for it. So we believe in an approach to pre-crisis planning where you can maybe reposition an asset that you have set aside for the what-if rainy day. What if I get sick? Maybe it's that $100,000 CD at the bank that's not providing any coverage if you need care. Maybe we can show you a strategy that you can reposition that, and maybe it would provide lifetime benefits for you and your spouse if you needed care in any of those settings that I talked about, nursing home, home health, adult daycare, assisted living care. But if you don't need that care, that could be returned plus some interest earnings in the form of a death benefit to someone you would want that to go to, the beneficiary of your choice. That way you're not wasting premiums, but yet you cover that very serious risk that could wipe out your retirement. Now, if you're already in a situation where you're in a crisis situation, you're married, and let's say one of you is looking like they might be going to a nursing home, we can still help. We utilize an elder planning attorney. If you're here in Pennsylvania, he comes right into our office and he'll sit with you and do a complimentary consultation, and we will show you what you could protect, because in many cases we can protect everything, in some cases only part of it, but usually it's going to be between all and some. It's rarely ever going to be none. So there are strategies that they do require a team approach to that to put in crisis planning strategies. If you're in Ohio, we utilize an attorney that's licensed in the state of Ohio that we work with extensively. So do not think there's nothing you can do to cover this risk, because whether your health is already not there, in other words, you already have health problems and you're facing some pretty serious things coming up in the future, or you're concerned about it, haven't done anything, and you're healthy still, there's still things we can do on any avenue. We specialize in this area. In fact, we consider this so important that next year in 2020, we are doing, are we doing 20 seminars, Dad? I think it's 20 seminars that we're doing with the
Yes, 20 seminars.
With the Dementia Society to talk about this very important issue of what to do when your health changes. It's not going to just be for dementia, folks. If you haven't done any planning, this would pertain to you. So we... First one, I believe, is coming up January 24th at 2 p.m. at Butler County Community College.
Correct. So if you'd like to get reservations, give us a call toll-free at 800-264-4963. It's 800-264-4963. What's the date again? January 24th, 2020 at 2 p.m. Pretty powerful. You've got to come and see this.
Absolutely. So if you're a radio listener, you can call directly into our office and let us know that you want to reserve a space. Okay, so we would encourage you, if you have any concerns about this, we sit down with you at no charge. Again, that's rare that an attorney will sit down with you at no charge to try to discuss this topic. So it really is very, very important not to, because people don't realize it's going to come from somewhere, and it might destroy, if it's not going to destroy your retirement, it might destroy your spouse's retirement, because they're going to have a different standard of living after they go through spend down, because it's going to get paid one way or another. It would be best if you decided how you wanted it paid and were proactive on it. Now, regarding estate planning, again, we work with an estate planning attorney that comes here into our office. He's here very frequently. If you're in Ohio, we send you out to the one we use in Ohio, because we're two different states here. Over half our clients are from Ohio, by the way. everyone is going to die. You say, I'm not going to get sick. I'm going to live to 98, sit in your rocking chair and die. Okay, that's fine, but you are going to die. So someone is going to go through probate. And if you have a will or you don't have a will, you'll still go through probate. That's the biggest misconception people think, that if they have a will, they won't go through probate. You will go through probate with or without a will. The problem with probate is threefold. According to AARP, who did a report many years ago, it said it could cost up to 10% of your gross estate or more. Really, the only way to tell is to go into the courthouse in your local area, Mercer, Lawrence, Mahoning, Trumbull County, and ask to see some deceased files, and you'll see the charges. Now, some of it goes to the attorney, a good portion of it. Some goes to court costs, appraisal fee, transfer fees, and it's just fees, fees, and on top of fees. So is there a way around that? Yes, there are strategies, legal strategies that you can put in place so that what you want to leave behind goes to who you want, not the attorney, not taxes, not et cetera, et cetera. But it does require you to sit and do some planning. The other problem with probate is it's time consuming. So if your kids don't live in the area, and many people's children don't, adult children, they're going to have to come and make court appearances. Now, that's going to be more than inconvenient. So you're bringing them in. And if you have property you own in multiple states, you're going to have multiple probates. So that's going to be an unpleasant experience. It could take 6 months. It could take a year. It could take 2 years or longer. Some famous people's estates are never settled. Because why? What's the incentive for the folks who are working on it to settle it when they can charge by the hour or charge by the percentage? It just goes on and on and on. And then it's a public process. So whatever you had is open for public display. It does not matter who I am. I can go into any courthouse in this area or anywhere in the country and ask to see your probate file if you're deceased, which if you're listening, you're not. But if you're somebody deceased, they don't ask what business it is. So your nosy neighbor, well, they can find out. So do you want your family to experience probate? Most people, if they've served as executor or executrix and there were assets that were there, if you ask them about probate, their face will contort and they'll look like somebody just hit them with a bat. It's not a very fun process to go through. Talk to someone who's gone through it. Now, some people say it's not that bad. You usually find out they didn't have anything. So there was really no probate. It was a short form affidavit. It was very expedited. So it is perhaps something you want to look into to avoid probate. And again, we do a complimentary consultation. We can show you what you could save going forward.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. I want you to listen to this important message, and you want to stay to the very last where we talk about politics. Joey Biden, Uncle Joe, just had a physical, and he said he's fit for office. I'm going to tell you who his doctor was.
Scary
stuff.
You're going
to be surprised. So please listen to this important message.
Attention, baby boomers. Wall Street is lying to you. What if you could preserve your nest egg by reducing your taxes? What if you could protect your nest egg from stock market risk? What if you could defend your nest egg from the ravages of healthcare costs? Thousands of clients can't be wrong over the last 60 years combined. To get a copy of the complete guide to living a tax-free retirement, go to www.legacyfinancialpresents.com. Remember, if you want to preserve, protect, and defend your nest egg from the stock market, the IRS, and healthcare expenses, go to LegacyFinancialPresents.com now.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Thanks for rejoining us. You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show, and I'm Sherry Marini.
My name is David Gallner.
If you're interested in sitting down and discussing, and this is such an important topic, we really encourage you to do it sooner rather than later so you maximize your choices of what you're going to do. What is your plan when you and your spouse health changes? What's your plan? Have you done any planning? Give us a call toll-free at 1-800-264-4963. That's 1-800-264-4963, or go to our website, leaveallegacy.com. That's leave, L-E-A-V-E, the letter A, legacy.com, where you'll find all our contact information. Or you can simply go to Google Legacy Financial, Legacy Financial. Again, click on that. It'll take you to our website. And just you can even shoot us an email and say you want to sit down and talk about it. You're concerned about when your health changes or you're worried about how that's going to work with your situation, and we'll do a complimentary consultation. So we always talk on every show, I'm going to switch gears a little bit and talk about yellow, green, and red money. Of course, that's the color of a stoplight. easy to remember. So yellow money is your emergency money. This is your checking and savings, money market, accounts that you have liquid at the ready, probably for emergency purposes. So we tend to say that you should have between 3 months and a year's worth of basic living needs. And this is regardless of your financial situation. So you can have millions of dollars and you still need an emergency account. You could be flat broke and you still need an emergency account. So yellow money is for everyone. Now, on the other end of the spectrum is red money. Red money is money you take risk with. This is stocks and bonds, mutual funds, exchange-traded funds, variable annuities, not to be confused with other types of annuities that don't have risk to principal, but variable annuities are securities. This would be gold and silver. And yes, I know that if you listen to the commercials, it sounds like there's no risk and that they'll do everything from clean your home to wash your car. But the fact is, they do have risk. Call options. Nothing inherently wrong with anything that falls in the red money category, as long as it's suitable. And one of the things we do when you come in to see us is we do a detailed risk analysis where we determine what your suitability level is. And we also use a tool, which I'll talk about in a couple minutes, called the Retirement Roadmap, to determine how much risk you can afford to take. No one wants to lose money, but some people cannot afford to take that risk. We do have a division of our company called Legacy Advisory Group. It is a registered investment advisory firm, so we're not opposed to taking risk, but it does need to be suitable. So again, we take a twofold approach with that to determine what's suitable. And what we don't believe in a buy and hold, or we jokingly refer to it as buy and hope. That's the strategy that many of you have employed listening because it's worked for you during your working years. You simply buy securities and you hold them. And many people tend to think that these securities have performed in over a long period of time in double-digit returns, but what they forget is that most people are adding money to the accounts. So in order to determine your rate of return, you actually have to remove your own contributions and your employer's matching contributions if you have them, back that out, and then determine rate of return. So, and buy and hold or buy and hope can work when you're accumulating money. When you're still working, that can actually work because you can afford to ride through various market cycles. But the problem when you become in or near retirement is that you have a new risk that you've never been subject before. And by the way, that risk is there whether you need the money or don't need the money, because if you have a lot of qualified accounts, 401ks, 403bs, 457, profit sharing and the like, you're going to be required to take minimum distributions at a future point. The government's going to tell you the taxes you have to pay at the time. So you have to take that if the market's up or down. So there's something in retirement that happens called the sequence of return risk. You rode right through that during your working years. It didn't matter. But as you get in or near retirement, you may need the money that you saved. That was the purpose of saving for it, wasn't it? And if you don't need it, you're going to be forced to take mandatory distributions if you have qualified accounts. The problem with that is that if you hit a bad sequence of return or a negative cycle in the market, you still are withdrawing money. So it's sort of like adding gasoline to a fire or falling on a knife. Or here's a word that's pretty powerful that easy to remember. It's like your portfolio could cannibalize itself. So what do we mean by that? You could potentially run the risk, depending on your withdrawals and the amount that you have, of running out of money in retirement. No one wants to do that. No one wants to. That's the, like a nightmare scenario. So what we use is a tool called the Retirement Roadmap, where we're going to help you put all your information in it. And I'll talk about that in just a second here. But bear in mind, red money is risk money. Even our strategies that are tactical in nature are still risk strategies. They still have risk. Our goal with the tactical approach rather than buy and hold is to smooth out those sharp drops that can happen in really negative cycles like in 2008. But you still have the ups and downs in the market. So it does not eliminate risk, but we try to make it a smoother ride for you so that you don't go completely down with the drawdown that can happen, because you can't afford to do that in many cases in or near retirement. So our approach is more tactical, hands-on. We go in and out of the market, our managers, we may short the market, but the idea is a smoother path to retirement, but it's not without risk either. So green money. Green money is principal protected, gains are locked in. We can allow you to help you structure income for life, and in a lot of cases, even tax-free income for life. So what falls into the green money category are long-term CDs. Now, they don't pay much in rate of return, and they have very little liquidity. So fixed annuities usually pay a little higher return than the long-term CDs, and they do offer liquidity, typically 365 days a year. And then indexed annuities, which are kind of a hybrid strategy, and then indexed universal life. Also, Roth conversions, cash value life insurance of all kinds would fall into this category. And so for a lot of people, this is where their base should be. So how do we determine what you should have? Well, as I said, we do that detailed risk analysis. It's very detailed. And then we do the retirement roadmap, where we put all your information into this model. We're going to put you and your spouse, when you're planning to retire, how much money you've accumulated. We're going to put in every account you have. We're going to put in all your spending. So usually we're going to give you a little bit of homework between meeting one and two, because we want to know your spending, what you're going to have in retirement. We're very comprehensive with that. Then we're going to build an inflation. We're going to look at your Social Security, what year you're going to take it, how much is it going to be. Life expectancy, if you're going to phase out of working, some people cut back. You know, they go to part-time or maybe they consult, and then they finally retire. We're going to look at all that. We're going to put it all in there, and with the click of one button, we're going to show you what this is going to look like for you in retirement. You're going to live it anyway, so if there's going to be a pothole in your road, I think you don't want your car going, your life going down in the pothole, never to recover. So we want to patch that pothole. If you're going to run out of money, we want to know what year is it going to happen, and it'll show us that. And then what you can do to fix it. So it's very mathematical in nature, and it will show it to you. Now, if it's successful, it's going to come up in green and say successful. But then we're going to stress test it. We're going to say, what if one of you needs care in the future? What if you live longer? Longevity, living longer is a risk, not dying sooner. What if inflation's higher? What if the market crashes? So it's very interactive, and we do this together. So we really encourage you. This is something we still don't charge for. And Dad, honestly, we should be charging people to do this, because it's very eye-opening, people tell us. But right now, it is still complimentary. If you want to come in and go through that, it's a must-do if you're thinking about ever retiring. If you're already retired, you absolutely have to do it with someone. Now, it doesn't have to be us. But we find most people never take as comprehensive. Maybe your broker's projected rates of return, but rarely do they put all the other factors together. In fact, we've never seen anybody do that. So you may think you've done it, but we would encourage you to see ours, because it's different. And then tax planning. I think, Dad, you're going to talk a little bit about tax planning, but right now it's the blue light special with the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. It's supposed to sunset at the end of 2025. So folks, if you have qualified plans, 401k, 457, 403b, SEP Simple, profit sharing, if you have traditional IRAs, if you are not looking at those accounts for the future, then that is foolish, is all I can tell you, because taxes are going up in the future. If you go to usdebtclock.org, you will see the disaster that we have coming down the pathway. The House has already passed the SECURE Act. The Senate's taken up RESA, which is going to be devastating to the accounts you leave behind. You think they're yours, but Uncle Sam's got a lien, a huge lien on them, and it's going to be devastating to your accounts. If you haven't looked at that, my dad's going to talk more about that.
Are you tax diversified? You've heard of diversification for assets. Let me ask you again the question. Are you tax diversified? Are you working with an advisor who actually does taxes? Most of them, I would gather 90-some percent, do not have a tax practice. We do tax preparation and tax planning. We did 628 returns we're up to now. A book you want to get your hands on, I just ordered it, and I'm going to be having a conversation with this gentleman. He wrote as an investigative reporter. He's not in our business. The title of the book, you ready for this, is called The Worthless IRA. The Worthless IRA, How to Keep Wall Street and Uncle Sam from Getting Their Greedy Little Fingers on Your Hard-Earned Money. Now, when he's talking about IRAs, they're called individual retirement accounts. We call them internal revenue accounts. We're talking about anywhere, anything that you had that you got a tax deduction. That would be 401ks, 403bs. Thrift programs, profit sharing programs, KEOs, 457 plans, simple IRAs, anything that you got tax deduction that you got to pay taxes on. And again, this book, now we're going to be, in the near future, we'll be getting a lot more of these books, but I haven't even gotten the book myself yet, but I ordered it. So The Worthless IRA, How to Keep Wall Street, Uncle Sam, from Getting Their Greedy Little Fingers on Your Hard-Earned Money, by Jeff Brunum, B-R-U-M-M-E-T-T. Go to Amazon and you can get it. In the meantime, you want to set up a complimentary consultation, so give us a call. As we do tax diversification with taxes and your assets as well, our toll-free number is 800-264-5400. 800-264-4963. 800-264-4963. Or if you're driving, you get back to your computer, just Google the word Legacy Financial. It's better to use Google for this, but Legacy Financial, it'll take you to an area, leaveaLegacy.com. We have our new website, so you want to check that out. Lots of free information, on-demand seminars 24 hours a day, one on Social Security, one on how to have a tax-free retirement, estate planning, wills, trust, power of attorneys, one is on how to have a paycheck for life, guaranteed income. Are you ready to retire, retirement readiness, women and wealth? They're available, six mini seminars on our website. What's that website again? LeaveALegacy.com. Just Google the word Legacy Financial. I'll take you to that website called LeaveALegacy.com. And there has all our contact information. You can set up a consultation with Sherry and myself. When we come back, we're going to talk a little more detail about that SECURE Act, a little bit about RESA, why you want to start doing some planning, and you want to work with advisors who do tax planning, especially tax diversification. And we're talking about a strategic movement around retirement taxation. So I want you to listen to this support message. Listen to Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. So thanks for tuning in. Let me give you some contact information. If you'd like to have a second opinion, have an independent investment analysis, or just set up a phone call, our toll-free number at Legacy Financial Strategies and Legacy Advisor Group is 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. If you're driving, when you get back to your computer, just go to Google and type in Legacy Financial. Legacy Financial. It'll take you to an area on Google and just click where it says leaveALegacy.com, leaveALegacy.com, and it'll take you to a website that has all our contact information, our toll-free number, where we're located. You can spend hours and hours and hours with lots of free information. And we talked earlier about those on-demand seminars, women in wealth, how to have a tax-free retirement, estate planning, wills, trust, power of attorneys. Are you ready to retire, retirement readiness, guaranteed income, paycheck for life, like a personal pension program, one on Social Security? So lots of good information, a lot of other free videos. There's flip books, all kinds of good information. That's leaveALegacy.com. So we're going to be talking about the SECURE Act that passed the House 417-3 back in May. And the Senate probably will pass some version either of that or the RESA Act, which stands for Retirement Enhancement and Saving Act of 2019. But here's the bottom line. If you have these ticking time bombs, these qualified plans, you want to listen up, because this is going to affect you, your family, and your heirs. There was a provision that some custodians allow to stretch out the benefits over the heir's life expectancy. Now, depending on what version, they'll have to pay the taxes over 10 years under the SECURE Act or over 5 years. Also, they're talking about delaying the requirement minimum distributions. Instead of 7.5, Act technically is April 1st. Of the following year, where you got to take your requirement minimum distributions. But if you do that, you got to take out two. Most people think of the year they turn 70.5. So they're talking about extending that to 72. And then 401Ks, that paycheck for life that we talked about. That's why you want to go on our website and look at that guaranteed income now. They're talking about introducing that as one of the options you can have on a 401K. So there's a lot more information. I have piles of pages. If you'd like to get copies of this, I can email them to you, mail them out. But that can be devastating. Now, we have strategies because we have a tax practice here. Not only do we do tax preparation, we did 628 returns last year. But we do tax planning. Are you tax diversified? You've heard about, I mentioned on the last segment, about asset allocation and diversification. That's why if you mention the investment or saving, I can't say we have everything, but we have most types of vehicles out there. So besides diversifying your portfolio, have you diversified your taxes? If not, why not? Probably because the person you're working with doesn't deal with that. It's just like a doctor who specializes in general practitioner. If you had a heart condition or a lung condition or whatever, usually they refer you to a specialist. So that's probably why you haven't done any of that type of planning. Well, that's one area that we accelerate or do quite well in that. In fact, let's talk a little about strategic movement around retirement taxation. And I only have a limited amount of books. I'm going to get some more in called The Smart Retirement. Discover the Strategic Movement Around Retirement Taxation by Matt Zagula. Z-A-G-U-L-A. Now, you could probably get it off Amazon. But let me tell you who did the forwarding. The forwarding was Dr. Michael Rosian. Now, you might say, well, who is he? He's the chief wellness officer at the Rosian Family Chair of the Wellness Institute of Cleveland Clinic. So when a gentleman like that writes a foreword to the book, I thought he was very, very impressed with it. Plus, there's lots of attorneys and CPAs that endorse this. So let me just tell you what's in the book, some of the chapters, and why you're going to get hands on it. But if you do decide to get it, when you call our toll-free number, rather than just ship it out, because I hate to say this, folks, but there's some advisors like to get free stuff. So as much as we like to give a lot of free information over the radio, we don't want to give books that we have to pay for free to them. But we will to the listening audience. So we just want to talk to you for about 5 minutes. So if you'd like to get the book called Smart Retirement, Discover the Strategic Movement Around Retirement Taxation. Matt's a big one on tax diversification. Well, I don't have to think to tell you. Chapter 1 has to do with the world is changing. I already mentioned a couple changes that's probably going to take place in 2020, the first part of it. Are you changing? If not, you could get run over. Well, in that chapter, they talk about the three most important dates. I'm not going to go into it. I talked a couple weeks ago about that, how taxes adjust, taxes and cash flow pressure, that third date, and why the market may not save us. And the trouble with RMDs, requirement of minimum distributions, that's all in Chapter 1. Chapter 2, the truth about the fuzzy financial math banks Wall Street use, revealing the true costs and consequent of debt. Well, I told you before, but I'll mention it again. Go to usdebtclock.org, usdebtclock.org. Planning your descent, more important than climb. Using bases in float to gain financial freedom. Get smart. Enjoy this strategic movement. Smart people, smart plans. My personal smart plan. Have you had a smart plan done? Is it your time to get smart? I hope so. And here's why. So I just hit a few of the buzzwords. Again, if you'd like to get a copy of the book, it's the second edition, Smart Retirement, Discover the Strategic Movement Around Retirement Taxation. The foreword by Dr. Michael Rosing, Chairman of the Wellness Clinic at Cleveland Clinic. Just call our toll-free number at 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963, or Google the word Legacy Financial, Legacy Financial, and go to our website, leavealegacy.com, leavealegacy.com. What's the cost for the book? Absolutely nothing. Do you have to pay anything for shipping? No. But we'd like to talk to you for a few minutes. We also have a report around this strategic movement around retirement taxation. So if you can't wait to get the book, or if we run out till we get new ones in, you can get a little bit of an inkling, and we can email this report to you. Talks about three options for retirement investing and how Smart Plan enables you to profit from the right one for you. And they got three buckets here I'm looking at. Tax deferred, taxable, and tax exempt free. I find most people have money in tax deferred. They're in the 401ks or IRA arena. They have a little bit in the taxable, and most of them don't have any in the tax exempt or tax free. So it talks about that in this report. The myth of lower taxable income retirement. Many people have been told that they'll be in a lower tax bracket. Now, for some people, that could be true. Some may be in the same bracket, but we talked about, Sherry, on the first segment, December 31st, 2025, they're set to sunset and go back to where they were. And that's not to say they might not increase them. Because if you see our debt, unless they address that debt, go to usdebtclock.org. There's something they have to do. Then they might raise the percentages, but they're going to get it from somewhere, especially these ticking time bombs. So we have some powerful strategies that you haven't seen anywhere else and are legal, folks. So the myth of lower tax brackets. I won't go into detail for time's sake because we're going to get in some good stuff on the last segment. We talk about politics. Smart Plans, P-L-A-N-Z, grows your retirement wealth faster and tax-free. Smart Plan, are these questions? Is the Smart Plan protected from creditors? Can my beneficiaries inherit my Smart 401k tax-free? Can I access my Smart 401k or solo 401k before I turn age 59 and a half? So if you'd like to get that report, call Legacy Financial Strategy and Legacy Advisory Group toll-free at 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963, or just Google the word Legacy Financial. Legacy Financial will take you to a website called leavealegacy.com. So you're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network, the Dave and Sherry Show. One of these important messages. We come back. We're going to talk a little bit about politics. And Joey Biden has been cleared. They said he's in good condition. But are you wondering who did his physical? You're not going to hear this anyplace else. I'm going to disclose who gave Joey Biden his physical and cleared him to run. This is going to be shocking. So please stay tuned.
At Legacy Financial Strategies, we know you want to retire with the comfort and security of knowing exactly how much you can spend in retirement, and that each and every dollar of retirement income will be there when you need it. We know you want to sleep at night and have your retirement lifestyle unaffected by today's economic news. We know you don't want to outlive your retirement assets or become a burden to your family and loved ones. We know you want a step-by-step process designed to help you feel confident in your decisions. We specialize in lifetime income planning. We have been helping our clients for over 40 years, offering the confidence that a prudent strategy can help provide. Let us help you. Visit our website at leavealegacy.com to learn more. That's leavealegacy.com. Or call us at Legacy Financial Strategies at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. You'll be glad you called. I guarantee it.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is Dave and Sherry Show. And my name is David Gallner. So before we tell you who Joey Biden's person was, gave him this physical, I want to talk a couple other things right now. From 1994 to 2014, Ukraine donated more money to the Clinton Foundation than any other foreign country. Biden, Pelosi, Kerry, and Romney all have children listen to this, folks, working for Ukrainian gas companies. And all the people I mentioned want Trump impeached. And today, this is Wednesday, he was impeached. And they're talking about Ukrainian when Joe Biden on TV, the video, you can Google it, says they're not getting the billion dollars and they get rid of the prosecutor. You talk about hypocrites. So if they have a trial and they want to call witnesses, I think I know some people I would like to be calling. So let me give you some other information here. Questions. If Democrats are against fossil fuels, why do all of their kids work for Ukrainian oil and gas companies? Just a little thought. Let's see what else I have here. Everybody remembers the whistleblower with Bill Clinton, right? Who was that? I think we know. The blue dress was a whistleblower. So let me read something. What the fresh heck? Joe Biden talks about kids touching his leg hair and loving them jumping on his lap. On Saturday, former Vice President Joe Biden kicked off his eight-day, eight-county bus tour through Iowa in the hopes of securing more votes. Biden had named the tour the No Malarkey Tour, folks. That, of course, is ironic, given Biden's tendency to gaffe in confusion, like what state he's in, as well as the fact, as some observe, malarkey tends to be a word not in much use anymore. Another indication of Biden's age. But there definitely seemed to be some malarkey concerning things about Biden this weekend. The first was Biden nibbing on his wife's finger while she spoke on stage in Iowa about his campaign. People variously thought it was cute or creepy. I tend to think it's very creepy. But in the context of allegations of inappropriate touchy sniffing hair and other weirdness, it just added another chapter. Jill Biden was trying to make a point that with if Joe were president, you could call your kids in from the other room because you want to hear what the president of the United States is going to say. Of course, he's not elected. Perhaps not so much if they listen to the second video that's been earning Biden a lot of attention this weekend. You may recall the infamous corn pop video. In September, a video from June 2017 of Biden at an event at a pool in Wilmington, Delaware, surfaced. And in it, Biden talked about his time at the pool as a lifeguard and when he confronted corn pop, the gang member, who he claimed pulled a straight razor on him. But in some ways, the encounter with Corn Pop seemed the most coherent part of almost a 15-minute rambling speech. This weekend, a more disturbing part became to go viral. He's talking about being supportive of Herman Holloway, the first African-American state senator in Delaware in 1963. People clapped. And then he puts his arm around a little girl and veers off into the outer limits. Oh, by the way, I'd sit on the stand, the lifeguard stand, that is, sit next to the pool, and it'd get hot, he said. I got hot a lot. I got hairy legs, Biden said. That turned blonde in the sun. And the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down so it was straight. Then watch the hair come back up again. They look at it, so I learned about roaches. Yes, roaches. I learned about kids jumping on my lap, Biden said. Then he looked down at one of the children. I've loved kids jumping on my lap. There's no explanation for the roaches prior to the comment either. So you can watch this video, or I can play it to you, or you can Google it, because it's out there, the whole video. I'm not going to play the whole, but maybe a minute clip. But before I do that, you know, Joe Biden was just cleared to run for president. They said he's in pretty good shape physically. So who cleared him that? Who was the person that cleared him? Now, you're probably not going to hear this anyplace else, folks. But here, the person who cleared him, who gave him the exam, is who? Adam Schiff. That's right, Adam Schiff. The one that's full of Schiff, a pile of Schiff, S-C-H-I-F-F. That is the one that cleared him. That's right. That's the one that cleared him. What is going on, folks? What is going on? Let me just play this short video where Joey Biden, and you can listen to his own words.
By the way, you know, I sit on the stand, and it get hot. I got hairy legs that turn blonde in the sun. And the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down so it was straight, and then watch the hair come back up again. They'd look at it. So I learned about roaches. I learned about kids jumping on my lap. And I love kids jumping on my lap. And I tell you what. The men, they're now all men, the guys I work with down here, and they're all guys at the time. They're all good men. Most of them made an awful lot of themselves. And Earl Larkin had a rough time. And some of you knew Earl. I came back as a public defender.
Folks, stop and think about this now. Is this the person that you want to be the president? One of the things he does is creepy. When he was vice president, there's Secret Service around him, and some are women and some are men. And they had a code word called Cobra. And what that meant, when Joey likes to swim, that means he's in the nude, so don't come in. Do you want that individual to be the president of the United States? In fact, when it's all said and done, I think he's probably going to drop out because the corruption, when John Doerr gets done with this corruption, I think that he will just drop out of the race. The question is, who will be that candidate that's running? It was a disgrace. And I believe the Democrats must have talking points, or they have a webinar or something when they talk about the rule of law, and to use that word over and over and over in the Constitution. If you'd like to get a copy of the book, as I have several of them, there's no charge. I will be glad to send a copy of the Constitution. I'm just wondering if they actually read the Constitution. It was a disgrace. Now, I predicted last week probably 4 or 5 would cross over. And apparently, at least one of the articles, there was only 3. So I was slightly a little optimistic when I said 4 or 5. But folks, it'll be over in the Senate. Remember, a lot of people don't understand impeachment. They want that commercial and say, do you want to vote for a person who has been impeached? I have some people think that means he's going to be thrown out of office. An example I used last week is you got picked up, say, for speeding. You got a ticket. So now you got to go to a hearing. And let's say the hearing, you were able to prove that you weren't speeding. And the judge or the district justice dismissed it. What does that happen to the ticket? It's no longer in effect. So that's what's going to happen this time. And it's going to boomerang. President Donald J. Trump will win in a landslide. Not necessarily the popular vote, but the electoral vote, he will. And we need about 21 approximately to take back the House. That's very vital if we're going to control that debt and other things done. And I believe also take back the House, and it might increase even 1 or 2 possibly on the Senate side. So remember this, folks. Even though the Democrats, many of them there, are demon rats or dumb rats, God still loves all. He wants all to come to repentance. But their heart seems to be very hard, kind of like Pharaoh's heart. But there may be some one or two that could be softening. So he wants all to come to repentance. So it's very important. You want to protect your freedom? Vote. Turn off that communist news network known as CNN, MSNBC. But the most important thing, most important by bar none, we are all going to die. We are going to die, folks. Where are you going to spend eternity? It's either heaven or hell. I do another radio show on Sunday morning on WPIC 790 AM from 8:30 AM to 9 AM. Called One Way Radio Network. There's only one way to heaven. Not 50 ways. Not 10 ways, not because you're pretty good. If you think that, then you're not a believer. There's only one way, and that's repentance. You have to recognize you're a sinner. Turn from those sins. All have sinned. I have sinned. All have fallen short the glory of God. Who shall ever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. There is none righteous. So James 4 says you must humble yourself before the Lord. Repent of your sins and do what? Accept Jesus Christ as the God. The God. G-O-D-D. And mean in your heart. And if you do that, you will spend eternity in heaven. Now you're still going to have that old rotten nature. I still have my old rotten nature. The Bible says there's none righteous. But I have the Holy Spirit. And the more that I'm obedient and follow him, the more I become like to him. So it's not about you, it's not about me. It's all about God. We're here to glorify him. He's the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to Father except through me, meaning Jesus. The gate to heaven is narrow, according to Matthew 7. The gate to hell is very wide. So who do you say that Jesus is? Is he the God, or he's a lunatic or a liar? I say he's the God. And he's in control, so no matter what happens, he's in charge. But we must do our part. So thanks for tuning in, and we'll talk to you next week.